Have you read that?
Not much.
I was four years old when my father, who had the Victoria Road Dairy in Shoreham, used to come over every morning to have the first milk in from the cows from this orchard farm. Mm-hmm. Well, then I wanted to go with him, but of course I was young. They got a little pony and Dad's churns on it to take the milk home in. Well, they used to come over there and there was nothing on that beach, not anything, only the stones and a bit of sand that were tide was out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they
go on.
And I thought, so all that stretch of stones, big boulders, all the way from where you could see from Old Stokes Farm over there until you could see right down to the harbour, there was nothing but the stones and then a bit of sand if the tide was low. Mm-hmm. But nothing either side and no road or anything. So if you wanted to go to see the fort, the old fort, you had to walk over these boulders and stones, which wasn't very nice. Well, Dad was seen about the milk, and the farmer used to give me a glass of warm milk from the cow. That was lovely. And then I'd start wandering back to the main road. No traffic about, not a bit. I know it was early in the morning, but see then there was no traffic about.
No.
Shoreham was very small. Milk was a penny a pint.
Was it really?
You know, and so I spawned on, just starting back, you see, waiting for Dad to come along with the pony and the milk and the churns. And I said, look, Dad, we're looking over there, there's someone on the beach. I said, look, they've got something there, a hut or something there. They're going to live there. He said, no, we're not going to live on that beach, there's nothing there. See?
Yes.
So when it changed the way you could see, he said, oh my goodness, it was a man standing to the side of a carriage, a whole carriage of a train. And he got it there and he was standing by the side of it and leaning on it, thinking, I suppose. So Dad went over to him and he said, I want to live on this beach. So he said, I've built my own bedroom and everything over here. And he said, I love it over here. But he was the only one, the only soul you saw over there ever liked at the time. And there was nothing to be seen but this boldy and sandy road to the harbour, see. I decided, well now, from that grew Bungler Town. Because others come and noticed it and saw it, and I spoke to him, but the thing was, there was no sanitation, there was no water laid on, no light, nothing of course, on the beach, nothing whatsoever. But anyway, Dad used to take a can of water over in the trap for this man, but he couldn't take it for all those others as well. You see, you're not supposed to take water to anybody, I believe. Or in those days, I didn't think that. Don't think you should have done. Anyway, Dad used to. And he bought another piece of, another carriage and put on with it. You know, that's my going to be my lovely lounge, he said, that is. And, you know, and gradually he built quite a lovely place there, but very low, of course. And he could. No height to it, of course, you know, like a train, see. So he was very, very happy there. And then gradually there was another one and then another one, all carriages from trains. So Dad, look at that in the bus. Then they got permission to have water laid on and sanitation. But it was, I think it was a long time before gas was put along there, because there was no electricity in those days here. And I think that they thought there were better lights, you see, and so they put gas on over there, so you could cook a little bit of something if you wanted to. And from that it gradually built along, and then they made that lovely road which is there now, tarmac road, which is lovely to walk on. instead of stumbling over these great boulders, you're walking on a flat piece of stuff right to the fort. It's lovely. Well, that was lovely.
But so that became Old Fort Road, I suppose.
That's right. Yeah. And then, you see, they built along there, like facing the sea, like they were facing the feet in the road.
The road was just fields that had been neglected for years and years. Nobody could use them or do anything about it.
Why couldn't you use the roads? Because they got the part of the fields, but they got flooded, didn't they?
No. You see, the fields were that size as you went down to the fort, and the sea was this size. But you see, instead of, they built a road up there in the end, a really nice road. But you see, that was they started then building a little summer road there, along the side of that road that was to be going down to the fort. Not on the seaside, but on that old legged lot of stuff at the back. Well, they made a nice road, and then they had these few bungalows were being built wooden, you know, and jotted along. And one man said to me, oh, we're done now. And then, and then one of the men said, it was lovely to get up in the morning, cross that road, rocky as it was, and you know, chunky as it was, just to get to the sea, have a bathe, and back it home like that. So that was lovely. But then, they started building in front of it, all along there, big buildings, see? And he said to my dad one day, look what they've done to me now. You know, shut me right out now.
Because
when we come out of our bungalow, we've got this road. Yes, but he said, where did it lead us to? We don't go on it. And we've got to go right down there half a mile before we can get to any sea, or see any sea. And then we're going to go through their buildings, you know, little paths they left, go through there to get to the sea, you see.
Yeah. Can you remember about what year it was they started building on the seaside?
That's what I was thinking. I wonder about that. On the seaside, well, you see, actually, I didn't see much more of the sea then, because I was old enough to go to school then.
Yeah.
I had to go to school at 5 years old, and Mum said, no, you're not going over with Dad as well. You know, it must be too much. She said, you must have your education, see? So, of course, that would stop me going over there. But, let's not put this. I know what I want to say, and I don't know how to say it. What did I do from there? From the fort to the a penny bridge, I'll call it, you know what I mean? Penny bridge.
Yes.
there was nothing where you could get through to see the sea. And they started building these terribly high water sinks. Some of them are six, aren't they?
Blocks of flats,
yes.
You're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Six-story flats. Right in front of their bungalows, there were their little bungalows there, and the nice road came along. And there, they couldn't get any further, you see. They had to go along that road like that, right to there, until they could get in to see the sea, let alone bathe in it, or anything. But that stopped them, you see. There was a lot of talk about that, but nothing came to it, you know. The one that was doing it, you know.